2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1. Now I, Paul, myself, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent am bold toward you. I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence, wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. Verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Do you look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trusts to himself that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so are we Christ. So Paul, it's interesting, the contrast between casting down imaginations and the meekness and gentleness. And a lot of times people think of meekness in terms of absolute meekness, meaning that there's no boldness. I mean, when they heard Jesus preach, they marveled at his words because he spake as one having authority, not as the scribes did. Meekness is not the same as weakness. Otherwise, we would say weakness. And there's certainly weakness. You know, when Paul talks about weakness, that's a different subject. Let's just stick with this. Meekness and gentleness, you know, it has to do with self-control and with self-restraint and also with humility. You know, Christ, though he was the Son of God and heir of all things, he behaved himself in a very meek manner. He didn't go around saying, "Do you know what I could do to you? You know, don't you know who you're speaking to? Don't you know who I am?" And you look at the way Christ behaved, knowing that he was the Son of God. Meaning, as we read it, we know. We see that he behaved in a very meek way. Yet, he was very bold against those who spoke not the truth. He was very bold against the falsehood and the false doctrine. And beware the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. Because the leaven refers to their doctrine, that their doctrine is like leaven, which is our equivalent of yeast. It's like yeast. You put a little in, and the whole thing becomes leavened. When you put yeast, you mix it into the bread, and it's just a little yeast. But the bread itself is yeasted. I mean, it's leavened bread. And so it is with false doctrine. You put a little false doctrine in, it doesn't sit by itself in a little compartment. You know, it doesn't just have its own little space in which to operate. No, it permeates everything. At least that is the teaching of Jesus Christ. And so what does that mean to us? We need to have our doctrine pure. We need to have our doctrine free from things which are pollutants, things which do not belong in the doctrine of Christ. Now that's leading into what we're talking about here. He's saying, in presence, I am base among you. You know, it's talked later on how, you know, what he means is, when I'm with you, physically, in my personal presence, in spirit as well, Paul did not make himself out to be, you know, something. You know, if you went, in many churches, you go in, you can pick out the pastor in minutes. You know, he's standing in front. He's got the special clothes. You know, a lot of times he's the only one in a suit these days, right? But they stick out. It's obvious who he is, alright? Not always so, right? Not always so. Certainly in many cases not so. But, the point is, if you go into, you know, leaders generally have certain qualities about them that people look for. Some of them are reasonable, good qualities to look for in a leader. Other things are not so much, you know. Well, I want my leader to be tall and handsome. It's really not that important. Unless he's your leader in a beauty contest. You know, what he's saying is, I am base among you. It means, you know, he makes himself to be smaller than he even is. You know, it is a word of humiliation. He makes himself, I am base among you. I'm at the bottom of the rung. In presence. I mean, when he's there, he acts and looks like everyone else. Seems like just your basic Christian there. You know? Now, not that he doesn't have a great influence, but he doesn't make himself out to be. You know, he doesn't wear a special pointed hat. He doesn't wear special robes. There's nothing, you know, I tell you what, you go to like a Catholic church, you can immediately tell who the preachers are. They are not base among us. They wear special clothes, extra tall hats, so that they're the tallest guys in the room, right? There's all kinds of things that demark them off as being not base. He's a priest! You know, it's not a base thing. It's important. He's important. Oh, you know, and when they come to dine at a function outside of the church, well, oh, here comes, oh, Father, here comes the Father, here he comes. Right? But Paul was not like that. He was just in his presence, physical appearance, and in his manners, and his expectations socially, he was base among them. He was not. You know, he was as much a guy to spend his time with the lowliest as he was to spend it with the rich and powerful who might be in the church. And a lot of the early church, writings, you know, you look at it,